Welcome to Talk of the Bay, KSQD's local talk program brought to you every weekday at 5 p.m. I'm your host, Suki Wessling, and today I welcome three guests who work in the cannabis industry. Molly, Ginger, and Mo have a few things in common, but most strikingly, they are women working in an industry that was illegal not too long ago. They all work with non-intoxicating cannabidiol products, otherwise known as CBD, and that's a good thing because I have a little trouble saying that word. So today we'll explore how they got where they are, why they're so enthusiastic about CBD for health, and how their lives as women intersect with their work. Molly Hildenbrand is a plant lover who loves to grow and use medicinal herbs. She worked in the natural products industry for almost three decades and started Be Rooted Botanicals here in Felton, a CBD herbal company, 4.5 years ago. Welcome, Molly.
Hello. Hi. Thank you.
Ginger Dawn is the mother of a teenager who lives with epilepsy and thrives because of cannabis along with a healthy lifestyle. She is the founder of Blossom Vitality, offering nourishment through food and cannabis consulting. Ginger is also the VP of sales for three cannabis brands. Welcome, Ginger.
Thank you, Suki. Wonderful to be here with all of you.
And Mo George Payette began her career as a plant-based chef, then transitioned into 33 years in the natural products industry as an advocate for ethically sourced and sustainable products and organizations. She runs Momo's, which produces chocolate and other CBD-enhanced products. Welcome, Mo.
Thanks so much for having us, Suki. I'm so excited to get together with these women and you.
I'm excited to have the three of you here, and here virtually. We are talking over great distances, and that's a wonderful thing to be able to bring people together and talk about something that you are all passionate about. So all three of you have chosen to form companies selling or consulting about CBD, which is a chemical found in cannabis. CBD, unlike its better known cousin THC, isn't used for recreational purposes because it doesn't have any known psychoactive attributes. But what CBD is used for is the first thing I'd like to explore today. So, Ginger, would you start us off by explaining how you initially used CBD for your daughter's condition and why you became a consultant for others?
Yes, sure. Unfortunately, my daughter started to present with epileptic, with seizures when she was quite young, actually at the age of 1.5 years. And so at that point, I started looking into plant medicine and natural ways to combat this. The doctors were talking to us about medicine, and we were, you know, just in a discovery phase when she was 1.5 years old. And so as we started looking at different things, we certainly looked at drugs for epilepsy, and most of them were personality changing. And the side effects were so incredibly long and horrific, especially as a new parent looking at, you know, giving your child this medicine, that it was really clear we needed to find something that wasn't going to be so harsh on her system. And yet the seizures continued and we really did need to find something. Mm-hmm. So we ended up consulting with other families that had been using cannabis, had been using CBD, and in some cases a combination of cannabinoids. And those parents consulted with me at the early, you know, these early stages of my daughter's life. And we were able to start to find good medicine for her with CBD ratios, as well as working with some pharmaceuticals. So that combination eventually brought her to a place where she was living in a healthy way and not having so many seizures.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that you chose to go that route, because I think that there's a lot of maybe belief out there that people who choose herbal remedies and treatments might forego Western medicine altogether, but you didn't.
Mm-mm. No, absolutely not. I mean, and I think that I like to look at life as, right, like a a spectrum in general. And we're always looking at how to be healthier, how to be better, but we've got to admit and look at where we're at. And to me, using all